Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. 3 days ago, I purchased the Jeff Wayne War of the Worlds New Generation album, and I was a huge fan of the original. This version is basically a more up-to-date version of the original, and I've given it around about 4 listens from start to finish, and I've jotted down a few notes about it. So, as I say, I was a huge fan of the original, which was released in 1978, 5 years before I was even born. But I was introduced to it in 2001 while in Australia by my father. And since then, I've really come to love it, and I've listened to it quite a lot, to the point where I've pretty much know it off by heart, the vocals, the each different notes and the guitar riffs. So I was quite pleased, but also quite sceptical when I found out that they were going to be releasing a updated version. So yeah, I've given it 4 listens, and these are the things that I've noted down. Obviously, Richard Burton has been replaced by Liam Neeson, and he's quite good. I like Liam's voice, it's good. Also, there's Gary Barlow on the album, Ricky Wilson from the Kaiser Chiefs, Joss Stone, Maverick Sabre, and Alex Clare, who I'm not quite sure who he is. The intro is good. And there are a few extra parts, a few little extra words that have been added in this version. But it still keeps the original light effect in the last years of the 19th century. So it's all good. The next song that I'd noted down was The Artilleryman and the Fighting Machine. There is a particular part where he jumps into the water and it filters down, and it sounds quite good. And when he jumps back up for breath, it like filters back in and kicks in. So I like that particular little section there. I do think that Ricky Wilson's voice while he's talking on that particular track is quite cheesy. One of the main things, people, I'm pleased to announce that the original Oola is still the same. They've not changed that. And if they changed that, it would have really spoilt it for me. Forever Autumn, another one of the great tracks on the album, which is now sung by Gary Barlow. And I do actually quite like his version. Mr. Barlow seems to be on everything nowadays. But it is quite good. And he does do the song justice. And I like some of the new little angles that they've taken the track, but it sounds good. The Thunderchild track, which is another great one from the album. I do think that Alex Clare's voice is a wee bit too vibrato on that track. The drums have been updated, and there is a little bit of a dubstep bass line thrown into the mix as well, which is quite good. The Red Weed, tracks 1 and 2, once again, the drums are great on that track, and there is some new synths being added to it. Throughout the album, they've kept a lot of the original sounds, the strings and the synths, like some of the more analog synths, but they have added a few more layers with some new synths that do sound quite nice, but it's not taking away from the original feel. The Spirit of Man, which was one of my favourites, the legendary Phil Lynott on that track has now been replaced by Maverick Sabre, and I'm quite biased. I'm a huge fan of Thin Lizzy and of Phil, and Maverick is no Phil. We'll just leave it at that. Joss Stone, her voice is quite nice on it. I do quite like that. A Brave New World, which is one of my favourites from the original album. They've added a few more lines, and they've also elaborated a wee bit more about the fact that the Martians farm the humans and keep them in cages. And I'm pleased to say that they've kept in one of my favourite lines from the whole album, which is, "Nothing but champagne, now I'm the boss." I do say that in everyday life quite a bit. Like if someone says, "Oh, should we go for a coffee while we're at work?" And I'll say, "Yep, nothing but champagne, now I'm the boss." No one has ever picked up the fact that that line that I keep saying is from War of the Worlds, but maybe it's just too obscure. Never mind. And at the end, the epilogues part 1 and 2. Part 1 has got a nice feel to it. It's quite epic, actually. There's a new female synthesized vocal, and it does add to the feel of it. It's great. I do like it. Epilogue 2 is pretty much the same. The final track on the album is pretty much the same. The Jerry Wayne voice, I think, well, I'm not sure. Is Jerry Wayne Jeff's brother? I can't find out. I've not been able to find out as yet. But they've kept that. It always made me laugh the way Jerry says Canberra. he says Canberra, and it just makes me laugh because I've been to the place that he's talking about. I think it's the Tidbinbilla Communications Centre down there in the Australian Capital Territory. The final word that you hear on the album is a very vocoded voice. It says, "The problem is the humans." And that's pretty much how it signs off. I'm very impressed with the album. I do like the way they've brought it a little bit more up to date with the more modern sounding drums and a few nice little twists on it. I don't think they've done the original any disjustice or injustice, so it's all good. I'm going to go and listen to it one more time, I think, today, and I'll just sign off and say that I am quite pleased. I thought maybe I was going to be disappointed, but it's good. But the original can never be beaten. Okay, bye for now.